And then the final straw was when the segregationist state government was elected, then, you know, they started all the back of the bus laws and, you know, separate schools and all the Jim Crow laws. So, of course, at this time, Canada had been applying all over the world for farmers to settle the West and grow grain. Thousands of Ukrainians came to Canada and settled in Alberta, as a lot of people probably know now, in Saskatchewan, you know, all kinds of Eastern Europeans. But the government, the immigration department, they wanted in particular white American farmers. Of course, the black people in Oklahoma and elsewhere, but in Oklahoma particularly, you're seeing these ads. And with all the political change in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Indian Territory amalgamated in 1907, become a single state. And then August segregation came in. Quite a few black people in Oklahoma in particular started paying attention to these ads for American farmers to come into Saskatchewan and Alberta. My great-grandfather, he actually came up in 1909 to Saskatchewan. He was part of a small black community in and around Bristol, Oklahoma. He came up with a man by the name of William Crawford. Him and William Crawford stopped in Battleford, stayed in Battleford. They checked the area out, looked at homestead maps and stuff like that, and they claimed two homesteads. So my great-grandfather, Julius Caesar Lane, he went back to Oklahoma to Tabor, the township where he lived. And he's friendly with one family in particular, three brothers who had the last name of Mays, Joseph, John, and Wyatt Mays, along with Anderson Cotton, Andrew Petit, about 12 families that came back with him in March 1910. And they established an all-Black colony just north of Maidstone, Saskatchewan. Other Blacks came up to Alberta, and there were at least five colonies, I believe, set up in Alberta. Wildwood was one, Breton, which is Keystone, Campsie. My cousin was raised in Campsie. One of my dad's older sisters married a man, Jim Beaver, from Campsie. Amber Valley, of course, is the most famous one. So there were the other settlements in Alberta were established in 1909, 1910 as well. That's one of the ways I knew as a kid, there weren't many black people out west here at all. The only Africans you see were a few students that were allowed in. And, you know, if you weren't a Mays or a Lane or somebody, you were from one of the other settlements. And you could almost tell from what settlement they were by asking them their last name.